We arrive here, visitor, to the highest point of the town, La Corona, or as the ancient Muslim settlers call the Round. That is what Almodóvar means in Mohammed's language. Almost with all the security, the origin of the population was placed in the hill, the Burtina of the Ilergetes, considering that the settlement over the hill offered an unbeatable conditions in the terms of defense and vigilance. You only need to look around to cover a landscape of almost infinite horizons. The Muslims erect on the top of the hill a castle from they could control all of the plain and the route that joined the cities of Huesca and Zaragoza. With the reconquest of the town by the great king Alfonso el Batallador, the castle passed to the Christians, expanding the construction and building inside its walls the primitive Paris church of the end of the 12th century, where they currently know as Ermita de la Virgen de la Corona. It was this Paris of the town during long centuries until the middle of the 18th century. Its ruinous state caused to move the old Iglesia de San Miguel, as we saw before, transforming into the actual Parroquia de la Ascensión. In consequence to the move, the ancient temple of La Corona was remodeled as the one we know nowadays, serving of residence to our dearest patron saint, La Virgen de la Corona. Residence that she only abandons during the festivals of the town, accompanied by the danzantes to the B-move for some days to the Paris. In the inside, besides the image of the Virgin, they are preserved some altarpieces of the 17th century and an organ of the same epoch. In front of the shrine, it raised the highest point of the town, La Cruz de la Corona, from the beginning of the 19th century. From the enclosure of the castle, the Torre del Homenaje stands out. It is a tower with a Muslim origin. From its height, the sentries had an amiable sight, from Riglos to Guara, with the Pyrenees at the back, from Los Monegros to La Hoya de Huesca. It is no doubt about the strategic importance of the location of this tower. It stands out the Portaza, the imposing entrance that gives access to the castle dated from the 16th century. In the proximities of the building is placed El Pozo Chelo. This well is called by this way by the peoples of the place. It's a nice well or a cooled dug directly in the rock. It has a circular dome roof. Its construction dated from 1675, coinciding with what in history is called Little Ice Age, a period of time from the end of the 17th century to the 19th century, in what the temperatures saw a prominent descent during the winter's harsh with great freezing and accumulation of snow that was kept in the well covered in straight layers to be used in the summer. In the slope of the shrine is placed the center of interpretación El Bodegón, set up in an ancient tank. Nowadays it is home of a museum exposition about the grape, the wine and the wineries, industry that as we saw before it had a great importance for the economy of Almodóvar. In other times, we can check that the entirety of the hill is full of wineries as we saw in the hill of Las Crucetas. Enjoy the magnificent sight for a while. When you want, we will continue with the visit.